T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now, everyone on our text line is trying to figure out what Donnie Football's big announcement is. Some tweets have come in, too, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peters. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. Paul writes in, Pony Muller. Is Donnie finally going out on a date with that girl that got hit by a van?
Who sent that one in? Paul?
Paul did.
Zeiss?
Maybe Zeiss. Right. Although Zeiss usually just texts me to my personal number, and it's usually not one text. It's like a flurry of 5 or 6.
I'll usually get a three text burst from Paul.
All right, Donnie, so what is it? You said this is not a personal announcement.
No, he said
so
it is personal.
Oh, this is not professional? So what is it? You're going to be a dad?
I said it was a personal one.
You said personal and good news is what you said. So if you drop some professional bad news on us right now, I will be.
If you say you're leaving the show for greener pastures, I don't want 2 weeks. You're done now.
No, that will not be it.
All right, Donnie.
Without any further ado.
So as of last night around 10:30.
P.M. or A.M.?
P.M.
Last night around 10:30 a.m.
I'm almost worried you're going to miss the announcement with your listening skills this early on.
Well, apparently he reads at a very high level. We found out he read 1,500 pages of Stephen King in about 25 minutes this weekend.
Okay.
So last night around 10:30 p.m., I officially became Uncle Donnie.
Whoa! Oh, man. First
boy
time?
Or girl?
Girl, yeah.
Name?
Scarlett Joanne.
Scarlett Joanne, and you get to embark on a glorious reality. Do you know what that is? You get to see little Scarlett whenever you want, whenever your time permits. You get to hug her and hold her and all that, and then you get to give her back to her parents at the end of the night when she's pooping and crying and vomiting and doing some of those things all at once, Donnie.
That's awesome, first of all. Brings this to mind for me. Two things from this weekend for me. Amanda went to her cousin's college graduation ceremony. And then, like I said yesterday, we went to another cousin's third birthday party.
Okay.
And those are like events that are tailor-made for the fun uncle.
Yes, they are.
Graduation party. Birthday party. Like, those are times where Donnie now is going to have to shine in this new role of his, which I have a feeling like he's going to be the person that tries to immerse his niece in sports, right? Like, isn't he the one that's
going to
buy her?
How many other uncles and aunts are there?
Buys her like a Steelers onesie.
So it'll be one other uncle on my brother.
You got to one up him. You got to be a better uncle. You got to figure out what his strategy is and either do it better or.
Well, see, I think I might have the advantage there because he's much older, has a family of his own.
And so you can singularly focus on this.
Yeah, I can pretty much, you know, go see her whenever.
Are you going to get her like a Steelers onesie or something?
I already have something picked out. I'm going to see her for the first time this weekend coming up.
Like, how much do you think the Steelers charge for an infant Pickett jersey?
Like an infant one?
Yeah, if
35,
the, if the real,
35 bucks.
If the, well, hold on. I bet it's more. If the adult authentic is close to $200, you think the little tiny baby one is only 35 bucks? If that's the case, I will buy that for Scarlett Football right now.
Infant Nike TJ Watt Black, $49.99. Kenny Pickett Steelers Pickettsburg. So this is a knockoff one.
Yeah, that's a
$20.
That's a strip district yeah. deal.
Shop Kenny. I'm looking at shopsteelers.com right now. Kenny Pickett, $130 for the
for
replica.
Newborns?
$130 for a regular.
For grown-ups, though.
The smallest size they even make is 24 months, which I don't know how that's different from 2T. 24-month infant jersey.
Yep. Well, it's not infant at 24.
But I know. They still say it that way.
Yeah, how much?
$64.95.
You think you can get like a infant one sent from China, or did they not even
Donnie,
try to tap into that market?
Am I even allowed to say that? Alex has one of those cricket things where she can like make stuff and make stuff on clothing. You just want like something. You want something from the knockoff Mueller household.
What do you mean knockoff? What is it going to look like? Can she replicate? She can honestly make a jersey?
I think she probably could, yeah.
One that small?
I think she probably could. If you bought like a blank onesie, right? Like a black onesie or a gold one, I'm pretty sure we could make this happen for you.
I would appreciate that.
That would mean even more.
I'll look into that.
That would mean even more because it was something from the heart and not something from shop.steelers.com.
Donnie's going to be sitting down with this girl like 3 years from now, and they're going to be watching back the Browns-Steelers like, playoff game from 02, and he's going to be trying to like indoctrinate her into that kind of
little
stuff.
Little girl playing with dolls, and then like she's sitting there, little Scarlett sitting there, and Donnie's like, now I'm showing you Nick Mangold film, and I know Pouncey was great, but Mangold might have
been
the gold
standard. Sister
was
a high school football player.
She was
a badass.
She kicked the crap out of people, dude.
She was an offensive lineman.
She's a literal, I think, Olympic medalist power lifter. Like, she was ragdolling people.
Hmm. Well,
congratulations,
I think Mulsey makes a great point. There is some responsibility, but not a ton. So that means you can really
get away with crap. I was an uncle 4 times before I became a dad.
Well, congratulations on
all and
your
every time,
avuncular success.
Avuncular?
Yes.
Yeah, very nice word. That's a dollar word right there. And it's great. It really is. The process of handing them back, especially if they're getting super rowdy, is great. Even better is if she really takes to Uncle Donnie and you're the one who can calm her down. People look at you like you're a wizard.
And I have an idea. You need to take a picture of her when you go see her. And you need to make it the background on your phone and maybe make it your avatar on Twitter.
Oh, no.
And
I know this
women
is going.
Are
going
to go crazy. Oh, my God. It's an instant icebreaker when you're downstairs at Rutgers or wherever. People, oh, who's
if you
that?
Put her face on your phone and you get like a teacup poodle, man.
What a beautiful baby that is.
Oh, yeah, that's my little niece, Scarlett. She's a sweetheart, the apple of my eye.
I'm saving my money right now, and eventually I'll find Mrs. Football and we'll settle down, but I just need to make sure all my ducks are in
how
a
much,
row first.
How much money?
They'll line up.
Pony just made me think corner. About something. He says Mrs. Football. If a company offered you money to change your last name legally to Football, so you'd become Donald and Donnie Football.
Like Chad Ochocinco?
What would that number have to be for you to go through with taking your family name and selling it to the highest bidder? Like, if you told your dad, hey, Dad, I made $50,000, but now my name is legally Donald Football.
See, I think
you can't change it back either. You've got to keep it.
I think the funny thing is there, so I'm technically... On my dad's side, I'm the last one.
Male.
He can't Chedrick. Do that then.
What about for $10 million if you're Donnie Football?
If I made some crazy amount of money or was offered a crazy amount of money, he would call me an idiot if I didn't do it.
Right.
Now that's a real football guy.
But did Chris Mack legally change his name? Why can't he just have the best of both worlds?
He has a performer
name. And go by the performer named Donnie Football, but keep...
Well, I'm saying if somebody wanted him to make, like, they love the name enough that they legally, as, like, the gimmick was, they wanted him to change his name legally to Donnie Football, and they felt there was value there, I want to know what his bare minimum number is. I think you got to go 7 figures if you're the last male.
Do you think
Chedrick.
Someone for $1,000 would change your last name to Pony and Mueller?
For $1,000?
Yep.
Yes, I think one of our listeners is absolutely goofy enough to do that, which is why you're hatching a plan to make it happen.
If someone wants to change their last name to Pony and Mueller.
Like, do they have to have P and Pony capitalized and is lowercase and then the M and Mueller is capitalized? $1,000?
Yeah, I'd do that.
How long do they have to keep it for?
Ever.
No one's doing it forever. We could easily entice somebody to do
all
it for a year.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This headline is powered by Bowser, Pittsburgh's Chevy headquarters. Ron Hextall talking right now. We have Jeff Hathorn there. He's going to join us to recap the Penguins GM talking for the first time since the Penguins were dispatched in the playoffs. And Hextall saying moments ago, in a perfect world, Malkin retires a Penguin. I think Letang is the same. And that they've had recent discussions about locking both up. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Right now, it's Pony and Muller.
You're on the air.
Now back to the PM team, presented by Mike's Beer Bar. Live and local, just like Mike's.
.315, time for an insurance checkup from the Buell Insurance Agency. Some single women on Twitter want Donnie's information after hearing how ebullient and excited he was to become an uncle. Family values, right priorities, football, family, and wings. The Holy Grail.
It's the Holy Trinity.
The Holy Trinity.
Do you think that Donnie announcing this on the air, and it's great news, very happy, Donnie now an uncle, was part of a calculated ploy to say, hey, not only am I showing how excited I am.
Unintended benefit.
But I'm also blasting it out there to an enormous listening audience.
And it's worked because some of the seemingly single women, or who knows, maybe they're not single, but they're willing to get out of their relationship for Donnie. It has gone over quite well.
We've now, got a lot of uncle lovers out here.
Now, hey, proceed at your own risk. You know, there's all kinds of stories about being catfished with people on social media, but it just seems like the early returns, this is huge.
Everything's coming up, Donnie.
For him.
You are going to change diapers, you told us during the break. You'll change a few. That, look at that. He's willing to get his hands dirty.
Donnie sounds like an all-around great guy. I'd love for him to hit me up. Wow. Anyways, Aditi's going to join us at 4 o'clock. Maybe she'll have some advice. Peter King, too. Right now, we have Peter King's Football Morning in America. That's what he calls his column.
So is MMQB's SI's intellectual property?
Yeah, because now I think Albert Breer does it.
Yeah, Breer does it. And he tries to, you can tell he tries to write it the same way as King, which is kind of interesting.
It's like Doug Gottlieb told me once that he just tried to do Cowherd's show.
You know, keep trying, Doug.
I actually am okay with Doug.
I know you are, which is why I kept that nice, because I'm not a fan.
I've actually had pretty good interactions with Doug. Hmm. Steelers, 23rd, according to Peter King. He has them last in the AFC North. He has them below most of the AFC, only ahead of the Texans,
Jets, Jags,
and Jags. He has them below the Detroit Lions.
Who he has at 20.
Commentary from King on why he thinks the Steelers are going to stink this year. If the coach was anyone but Mike Tomlin, I'd think of the 2022 Steelers in the 5-12 range. So instead, he puts them more in the 7-10 range. He gives Tomlin two wins over your replacement-level NFL head coach, which, who would that be? Who is just your garden variety?
Just an average NFL head coach.
Blase.
And there's so much. Is McCarthy blase?
No. I don't still think he's good.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
So we've got
to
go.
Sorry, everybody out there listening, and we're Greenfield.
Yeah.
Sorry for that, but.
All right. So we've got to find a blase coach to compare him to. Is Frank Reich blase?
No. I think people actually respect him and like him.
Vrabel? No, he's too good to be blase.
Just one coach of the year.
He's too good to be blase. We got to find a blase coach here.
You're right, though. Most of those guys get fired and chewed up so quickly.
I mean,
maybe like a Mike Zimmer.
The epitome of a blase head coach, of course, throughout the years is Jeff Fisher and always will
be. I was going to say our boy Marvin Lewis.
Too many division, like too much success in the actual regular season, I think. It's weird hearing you say if the coach was anybody but Mike Tomlin,
that's what
it would be worse, because I just would assume for you it would be if the coach was anybody but Mike Tomlin, this team would be going places. That's what I assume from you.
Tomlin has, I have an open mind on Tomlin now, because Tomlin saw the light on Kenny Pickett. And so Tomlin now gets more benefit of the doubt for me. People are allowed to change. We're not zebras. We can change stripes here. We can change how we do things. So he found Pickett, or at least signed off on Pickett. So I'm going to give him a chance. But this is just interesting that
it's funny to
Peter
me King
objectively saying, you want to believe in the Steelers, but I just can't do it this year. They're worse than the Lions.
Well, one thing does not compute, and I've seen, so his ranking of them relative to the rest of the AFC matches up with all those betting promotional things we get about, like, here's the odds for playoff berths, right, for the AFC.
Okay.
They've only been ahead of three teams in all of those that I've seen, and it's been the Jags, the Jets, and the Texans. What is interesting to me is, usually, and I think you would agree with this, the national impression of what the Steelers are might be a little bit reliant on like old stereotypes, but is also usually rosier than what we're thinking locally, right? Like you and I will dig in on something, and then nationally you might hear somebody say, oh, the Steelers, you can never count them out.
Well, they would just assume that with Roethlisberger and Tomlin, they would be a good team.
They would find a way. But point being, you would agree that nationally for a long time, the consensus has been more positive than it often is locally, right? Is that fair? Like in years where like you and I have been down on them, other people have said, hold on, wait a minute, it could be worse.
Yeah, that's fine.
What is interesting to me about this, the whole point I'm trying to get to here is this. He has them 23rd, and yet I do believe locally there is a pretty strong belief that definitely if Tuitt comes back, but even if he doesn't, I get the sense that people think this is going to be a damn good, potentially top five or top three defense. And it is therefore surprising to me to see them, even with the Trubisky Pickett, so you know, guy who's failed and guy who's a rookie quarterback situation.
Yeah.
I am surprised to see them that low overall on his list.
I'm excited to talk to him in about an hour. It's not every day you get Peter King on. He's one of the biggest reporters in all of football, and he's got a great relationship with the Didi, so I think that's probably the biggest reason why he's coming on today's show. I don't think it's the Donnie football revelation that he's now an uncle. Could be.
I like that Peter King is a huge football writer, by the way, and, without having to do all the news breaking
and
nonsense.
And by the way, he
Schefter
was in
does.
Pittsburgh this weekend and went to one of those Pirates Cardinals games.
Yeah.
Maybe he saw your son there. Maybe he saw Lennox,
Lennox
get
I
freaked
think,
out by
Lennox
the parrot.
Lennox hung in for like 3 to 4 innings, and then I think they walked around for a little bit.
And we'll ask Aditi about this at 4. One of the things that sticks out to me about King's assessment of the Steelers is that he believes there's more talent there on defense than they showed last year, and that there's pressure to be better. And I agree with that last part. There is pressure to be better. And they have made some moves like the Miles Jack signing that you would think would bolster their defense. But he says the pressure is on Terrell Austin to produce better results. Wrong. Not here. Here the pressure is on Tomlin and to a lesser extent Flores, but mostly Tomlin. Just like I say the offense, it's on Matt Canada. We know the real ruler of their defense is Tomlin. And so with all the first-round picks they have, with all the moves they've made, it's on Tomlin. When they have a great defense, he gets the credit for it now that LeBeau is gone. And when their defense blows, he has to take the blame for it. Terrell Austin, to me, is just a puppet. If it's the same arrangement as he had with Keith Butler, it was stupidity to blame Butler for their gaffes the last few years, Chris, because Keith told us point blank he didn't call plays.
You know, I think that's like, another indication where the national perception is different in that he writes about Austin, and you and I read the same thing you read this morning. I kind of said, no, it's not on Terrell Austin. He's just going to be a dude there and like a brain trust where it still looks like the guy at the top, the guy with the head coach title, does what he thinks is best.
Unless Adini...
Flores has a way better chance, in my opinion, just to be very clear here. I think Brian Flores has a much better chance to have a loud say in the defense than does Terrell Austin. That's my opinion.
I mean, unless Aditi wants to come clean and in great detail with us in a little bit, brought to you by Wecco, and tell us, actually, this year Tomlin's going to move out of the way and let Austin call plays.
That would be A1 news, and that would be shocking news.
I mean, I do think that King has the Steelers too low.
But by how much?
But when I go through the AFC teams that he has ahead of them, there aren't many. Like, even though the Ravens were super banged up last year and drafted well, I don't think that they're... He's got Baltimore 8th. I don't think that there are 15 teams that literally half the league is between the Steelers and Ravens. I just don't.
Where does he have the Browns again in the mid-teens?
He has the Browns lower.
Because of the Watson situation.
But he doesn't,
situation.
Yeah, I mean, he said this is the toughest team to predict, so he put him 18th.
They could be worse than the Steelers at 23rd, and they could be a lot better than the Steelers at 23rd, depending on that suspension, whatever happens with it. Because as long as he's out there, I think, what did Peter write, 2-53, that's pretty damn good, something like that, like when you look at their roster.
He thinks if Deshaun Watson plays the entire year, the Browns win 11 games. I don't think that's going to happen.
That he plays the entire year?
No, I don't think that they would win 11 games, even if he played that many.
Why?
Because he was off all of last year. New team. I think their run game weapons are phenomenal. I don't have the same confidence in their game weapons.
Yeah, but how much were their weapons a byproduct of a quarterback who couldn't get him the ball last year?
Well, those guys are all gone.
I know,
Odell's gone.
I know, but
Jarvis Landry's in New Orleans.
Tight ends.
I don't think their tight ends are very good. I think they got a lot of them. I'm not really impressed. I think Hooper stinks. Do you disagree?
I don't think he stinks.
I think Hooper's their version of Eric Ebron. They spent a lot of money on the guy, and it's like, what the hell? Why did we do that? And then they brought Njoku back.
Wasn't Njoku their Ebron? As far as like a
guy
who...
They got two Ebrons. They got double the Ebron.
Njoku was their Ebron in that he basically was allergic to blocking.
I mean, Donnie,
Hooper
you're a guy...
Hooper was supposed to be more well-rounded.
I know that, you know, it's hard to ask for some critical analysis today because you're basking in the glow of being an uncle, so everything has a positive twinge to it. You've also been talking all day about how you and the Nasty Boys are headed to Charlotte for the Steelers and Panthers, and they're trying to cajole somebody in the Panthers ticket office to give them a group rate for better tickets. Meanwhile, if I worked in that Panthers ticket office, I'm like, I don't think I'd want these guys... invading our space. Those are going to be very...
You see how bad they look in most of the preseason rankings? They're
going
to want to put butts in all the seats
they can. I know,
and
you can with the Steelers, but you don't... The Steelers will sell out that stadium. The last thing you want is a Nasty Boys takeover.
Why is that the last thing you want? They're characters. They're colorful characters.
But for the other team.
So
and
what?
And you take a look at them and you think...
You think it matters if the Nasty Boys are there or not going to be there?
He doesn't want them creating a scene at the game.
I'm sorry. Anywhere the Nasty Boys goes, a scene follows them.
That's what I mean. Why not just sell the tickets to.
You don't think David Tepper, a man who is known for berating employees and buying a house so he could bulldoze it, appreciates a good
scene? He'd rather have a nice retired family from Pittsburgh who moved down to Hilton Head, make the drive to Charlotte, and sit on their hands and
what is
not
one of the,
cheer and yell and scream
the
entire
ways,
game.
What is one of the many ways in which an owner of a football team makes money? What's a revenue stream? Concessions? So who's going to drink more beer and buy more food?
You don't
the
think
Nasty
that,
Boys or that retired family that's going to sit on their hands quietly?
Donnie's crew, they're always going for bang for their buck. They're not going into that stadium and looking to be big spenders. They're trying to get all of the
gorging.
Oh, so
now you're calling them cheap.
Thrifty. Yeah, they're trying to get all the gorging of food and drink out of them before they
true,
go
Donnie?
Into the game. And then once they come out, they do more gorging.
Well, he's leaving out like a huge detail here because
there's a surprise.
We are looking into group tickets because we'll probably have like 12 to 16 guys.
Okay.
Which professional teams normally offer group rates for 10 or 15 or 20. But one of the things along with that is a ticket to the game, and then there is like a Panthers tailgate pass thing, which is an additional price, but it is an inclusive buffet, alcohol.
So you'd be eating enemy
whiskey,
food.
But what?
Vodka.
Beer, what?
But I think that's a money loser.
More beer.
That's a money loser for the Panthers.
Because Donnie and his boys are going to drink them out
of
house
exactly.
and home.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, see, that's why it plays in our favor.
They run out a couple guys in khakis and Panthers polos. You boys have gone too far. This is all you can eat, but not for you.
I mean, that being said, Donnie, do you think 23 for the Steelers is too low?
Honestly, yeah, a little bit. But I don't think it's egregious. I mean, I would have them in probably like the 16 to 20 range.
I mean, so I'll tell you what, I'm
so
tempted
it's the bottom,
to bet
it's the
them.
Top of the bottom third there because you 11 to 22 and then they'd be in the bottom third.
I'm tempted to bet them to make the playoffs because the odds are so stacked in the bettor's favor.
Yeah.
And I think it's very possible that they finish in second place. I think if Cleveland has to play Brissett and Dobbs, they can beat out the Browns for sure.
Okay.
And I think with Baltimore, you just never know with Lamar Jackson if he's going to get injured again with the way he plays.
The huge variable for me, just it's an enormous one because I don't think in the NFL in 2022 you can solely rely on your defense, especially with the out-of-conference schedule or out-of-division schedule they have this year. They got some meat grinder teams on there. You can't just rely on defense. So I don't know. I can't make that bet in good conscience not knowing what a Matt Canada offense is going to look like.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I Lynch Golf Sales just wrapped up with Ron Hextall. I wasn't sure we would ever hear from Ron Hextall again. But then the team signed Brian Rust, and I figured, well, if they're letting him sign Brian Rust,
probably going to be the GM for a while longer.
Jeff, did Hextall say that, yes, I'm still here as general manager? And if he didn't, did you get the sense from being over there today that, yeah, he's entrenched as their GM moving forward?
So he was asked about his relationship with the Fenway Sports Group, and he said that they have had good communication together, and they are all on the same page as far as where they want to go as far as winning and how they go about doing it. So from the talk that and the way that he phrased it today, it led you to believe that Fenway Group is going to at least give him a shot here to be the general manager for this year, see how it goes, see how the plans mesh. But it, you know, from what he was telling us, it seems like there has been good communication between the new owners and the Pens GM.
So that essay, Chris, must have been very persuasive.
When he said the Penguins are a land of contrasts, he really sold them. Was there any reason given, Jeff, maybe I missed this, and if I did, my bad, but was there any reason given as to why he didn't speak on locker cleanout day and why it took until today for him to address the media?
He was busy. Apparently, you know, he was going through meetings with guys and
he was trying to keep his job, is what you're...
Well,
he was busy. Well, so were we.
So, and he also mentioned that he has had conversations within the last few days with Malkin and Letang, and obviously had conversations with Rust. I would like to think that he waited because he felt that the Rust thing could get done pretty quickly and would just rather talk right after that as opposed to waiting. But we weren't given an exact answer, but that's what I'll go with, that he was waiting because he knew Rust was going to happen, so why not do it all at once?
Do you get the impression that Malkin and Letang will be back next year?
I think they want him back. You know, he talked a number of times. He used the analogy of that their free agency is a puzzle and they have a ton of missing pieces. And that Letang and Malkin are corner pieces. And before they really fill out their puzzle, they need to know if they have these corner pieces. He said they wanted them both. He called them generational talents. They want them to finish their career, which is all the things you want to say. I just don't know, because he also brought up salary cap a number of different times, including joking when asked what he would like for this team. And he said, yeah, more cap room. That I just don't know financially how that would work with about $23 million to spend and all the pieces that they have, including the restricted. And guys in the minors like P.O. Joseph, that's a restricted free agent. Even guys like that that they have to sign to contracts. I don't know if they can make all that money add up.
What did you make of the Rust deal itself, Jeff? The fact that it seems he left some money on the table here to stay in Pittsburgh.
I really, on the surface, think it's a win-win. You know, Rust potentially loses on amount of money. The Penguins potentially lose on the length of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
So I think both sides gave, and the $5 million hit, as Hextall mentioned, helps them in free agency, as opposed to what we were seeing as projected value. You know, TSN had $6.5 to $7 million they thought for Rust.
Mm.
But giving him that extra year, I think, helps that. And I think this too with Brian Rust. You know, when he's been healthy, in two of the last 3 years, he's about a point per game guy, and he's got all the intangibles that you want. So even if you bring in some younger guys or newer guys, he's a great example to everybody. He never gets in trouble. He's a great locker room guy, first on the ice, last off. I don't sign somebody to that contract only for that, but I think it's a nice addition to the production that he's given here over the last few years.
Jeff, more likely they keep Malkin or Letang?
I think they would like to keep Letang, but I think the price is going to be too high. So I think the more realistic one is that of getting Malkin.
What do you think the price would be if they did keep Malkin? Like, spitball a term and an amount.
So it's interesting. You know, you hear, or I've seen on rumors where people are saying, oh, yeah, if they can get Evgeny Malkin for $4 million. Evgeny Malkin ain't playing for $4 million a year.
No.
I can guarantee you that.
Yep.
He'll take a discount, but we're talking about from like 9.5 to maybe 7.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. But he still feels he's an elite player when he's healthy, and that some of the health factors, including kind of ramping up, played into this year. And he also looks at salaries as, you know, in terms of respect. And if, you know, he's not going to play for a couple of million dollars, as he told us, you know, last week. You know, he wants something that he thinks that he's earned. Maybe he takes a little bit less to stay here, but I also think he's open, maybe for the first time ever, of really thinking about living somewhere else.
Check out Jeff's report from Penguins camp today. Ron Hextall talking for the first time. Ron Hextall presumably keeping his job. And the guy
who's
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Pony, one other thing I thought was interesting. He had a quote. He said, you know, their goal, our plan is to continue to try to win the Stanley Cup. And I think that could be a telling quote of, hey, we're not in rebuilding mode for fans that are wondering where they're going to go. It seems like they're still all in. So that may lead to maybe older players and more veteran players coming here as free agents than what some may want.
And check it out on 93.7thefan.com. Mm. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!